Is it even possible to make a lot of money doing what you love in this world? Of course it is, and I'm going to show you a step-by-step process to move you in the direction so that you know the theoretical steps that you could take to not only doing what you love, but making a lot of financial remuneration in doing so. As always, if you love what we explore here on the Conscious Success Podcast, where we teach you how to master your mind, enhance your health, and expand your wealth, all I'll ever ask you to do is subscribe so that we know you're enjoying it and we can keep sharing valuable knowledge. Check this out. So we recently talked about how to identify your purpose in terms of what is it that you're meant to be doing in this world. Now I really want to go deep into how can you make sure that you can support yourself, make a living doing what you want. Now, keep in mind, this is an option. I'm not suggesting you have to change any career at this point, that you have to radically shift your life in any way, but I do want you to understand that it is possible. And I'm going to walk you through the steps, both theoretically how to understand it, but as well as practically, like what can you do today and what systems and strategies can you use to make sure that, again, not only are you just doing what you love, but you're making a difference in others' lives and making sure that you are financially supported in doing so. There's a few foundational principles that I must convey for us to be on the same page. Because when we're talking about making money, I mean, if I had a dime for every time somebody says, Manu, please show me how to make money. You don't want to make money. You are not a government mint. You are not actually going to be making money. You want to earn money. And the only way that one earns money sustainably in this world is by providing value. The way money comes into people's hands in this world, in any sustainable form, is through providing value to other living entities. And so really what we're going to be talking about here is how do you present what you do in a way where people understand your value, and how do you give them value in such a way where people almost feel uncomfortable not giving you money. That's the meditation I'd like you to leave with today, is that if we can simply improve the quality of lives of other people so much, and we really impress different ideas upon them in such a way that they can have what they want, then you will put yourself in an environment where people were going to pretty much throw money at you. They're almost going to feel uncomfortable not giving you money because you are going to give them so much value. That's what I want to instill into you today, because my friends, whatever success I've had, as well as all of my mentors and everyone I know that's achieved any level of success, they do it because they inundate people with value. And I want to be very clear in terms of what doesn't make you money, or what doesn't earn you money, because again, you ain't no government mint. You're not going to be printing money anytime soon. We're talking about what doesn't earn you money is your time. You do not get paid for your time. Now, how can we make this more clear in terms of people say, oh, you got to put a lot of time in, you got to put a lot of hard work. I'm not suggesting those are bad qualities to have, but they do not automatically equate to earning money. If they did, go find someone who works 80 hours a week in, say, a construction job. Go walk up to them and say, hey, how much are you making? You must be making billions by working an 80-hour work week. Not precisely. It's possible, but it does not automatically equate to the time that you spend, to the money that you earn. Similarly, just because you work hard, let's say you really know how to burn the midnight oil, as they say, does that automatically make you money? No, it does not. And if you don't believe me, no problem. Go get a job, spend 8 hours of work every week where you're putting some elbow grease in, working really hard with a lot of time, and tell me if you make and amass a great wealth. Now, if you want to do that, that's cool. Do that if that's your desire. However, it does not automatically make you money. Rather, value does. You can frankly spend a few hours a week with very minimal hard work and be making a lot. And if you look at a lot of the most successful people in the world, you'll see that they're following that model as opposed to just a lot of time and a lot of grit. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people's natures, you listening to this, you might be like me, in which case you're like, you're just a little lazy. You don't want to work harder than you don't want to. You like your work-life balance in such a way you're not going to work a lot of hours. That's fine. That's cool. Maybe you're not like me and you just, your natures, you like to be up early. You like to put a lot of time and energy into work. Cool. There's no right or wrong. However, you have to understand neither of those options automatically make you money. The value provide does. So I want to talk about what is that value And then also some practical tools of how do we charge for it in such a way that it actually makes sense? And I'm going to go fully against what we call market value. We're going to leave a cliffhanger here because I want to set some foundations in place for you first. And then I want to talk to you about some very specific strategies that you can use to actually calculate and formulate how much money you even need to be making, what to speak of how much we're going to be charging for in terms of your services that you're going to be providing. So again, real wealth comes when you're being paid for your results or the value that you're providing, not from the amount of time that you put in or the hard work behind it. And keep in mind, you want to be earning money, you're not making it. The first step here, when we're talking about value, is the way I would define value as being able to improve the quality of lives of other individuals. If you're like me, for the many years where I thought, what can I provide? How can I help someone else? What do I even know? You're wrong. And it is a disgrace to your teachers that you even feel that way. If you feel like your teachers have improved your quality of life in any way, if your life is better because anything you've learned from then, and you have an obligation to share that with others, and for you to undermine that value they've shared with you by saying you have nothing else to give to someone else, what a disrespect. What a spit in the face of your teachers. No. Rather, let's sit with the reality that you have made transformations in your life, whether they're small or large in any extent. And all we're talking about in terms of providing value or improving the quality of lives of other individuals is what is one plus things, means one, two, three, or more, but just one or more things that you yourself have learned that improve your quality of life that you could share to someone that has not had that knowledge or realization yet. It's that simple. Now, you might be like, no, I know I have a lot to share. I know I have a lot to give. Cool. Work with me. If you doubt yourself, if you're like me, for the many years that I played small, that I did not take all the gifts my teachers had shared with me from a sense of just false humility, it wasn't even real. Now is the time where I'm offering you this opportunity to please stop spitting in the faces of your teachers and actually sit with the reality that you have intrinsic value. Now, that's just what you've learned in this life. What to speak of, you're a unique living entity unlike any other living entity that has ever lived and will ever live. That in itself is intrinsically valuable. That means you have a perspective unlike anyone else. So even if you said, Manu, I've never looked at, learned anything. I don't have any teachers in my life. I have nothing to be grateful for. Even if you were so detached from reality and felt that way, no problem. You're still valuable. Because you're unlike any other living entity ever. And that gives you a unique perspective. And even your perspective can be valuable. So whatever way you bite from it, my friends, you have value. So much that you can be offering to others. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, now that you know you have value to offer, really the question is, how do I package what I do, what I can offer in such a way as to provide it for others? What does that container look like? And I'm going to offer you the most simple version. However, you're probably going to have to chew on this more. You're probably going to have to sit down and shut up and tell everyone, leave me alone, and brainstorm this and figure out what this looks like for you. But just to give you some basic construction around the idea of your value, ask yourself the question, how many people could I even be helping at any given time doing this thing I know I can help them with? And let's even go more broad. Let's just say there's three types of categories of things you can help people with. It could be in terms of their health, their physical health. It could be their mental health, their emotional health, their spiritual health, whatever it might be. Something that has to do with you improving their health. Then we also have improving their money. If you can help people with either doing what they want in terms of their career, making more money within their job, how to start their own job, anything that has to do with money, or the third category with relationships, how to improve the relationships, both intimate with their children, with their parents, with their teachers, with their friends. These three categories, you certainly have something you've learned, if not a lot that you've learned in one or more of these categories. Just pick one and let's move with that. And then the question is, how could I convey what I've learned to others in such a way as that it will improve their quality of life, and how many people could I help at any given time? And if this feels arbitrary, so shall it be. Just pick a random number. If you're like, I don't know how many people I can help, then no problem. Pick a number that you're like, okay, this feels manageable. I know I can help, at least five people? Let's start with five. What is it, 10? If you're like, have some idea, start with what you do know. And remember, if your mind ever says those dirty three words, I don't know, kick them away. I don't know is usually your mind's way of getting you to quit. I'm not saying you obviously don't have all the knowledge of the universe. Well, maybe you do, but it's possible you don't. And so therefore, there are going to be things you don't know, but don't give yourself a cop-out if your mind says, I don't know. I don't know what my mind is convincing me to quit right now. Ask yourself, what do I know about this?
I don't know how many people I want to help. Well,
do I want to at least help five? Yeah, I know I at least want to help five. Cool, then let's start with five. Was it 10? Oh, 10 feels a lot. What about 8? Yeah, 8 feels cool. Like, work with the people. Find a number that feels manageable and ask yourself, okay, how many people can I help? And then once you have an idea with that, then literally look at your ideal schedule. If you haven't done that yet, go back to that episode and complete that and then come back here and figure out, all right, how much time do I actually have dedicated every day, week, month that I could be putting towards this purpose, this value that I'm offering and sharing to others. If you've ever considered having a podcast, especially if you're expert at what you do, I cannot suggest more highly using Podigy's service, which is what we use. If you like this production here, I highly suggest you reach out to Podigy through their contact in the show notes below to run and host your podcast. I went through a bunch of different teams, tried a bunch of different things. No one came close to what I got post-production from Podigy. And even just making a launch easy, taking your content, sharing it, making it presentable. Please check out Podigy. If you're great at what you do and you've ever considered having a podcast, I really am excited for you to try them out as well. How much time is that? And then you can ask yourself, all right, let's say I have the capacity to help five people. I can meet with them about 1 hour a week. All right, it's 5 hours a week. Maybe it's 20 people, 30-minute sessions a week. There's no right or wrong. Just pick a number. And if it feels arbitrary, so shall it be. Start with an arbitrary number, and then once we get moving, we can always change it and modify. I'm just going to give you a random example. Let's say you like to meet with people. If you met with 10 people for 1 hour a week, that would be like a perfect amount. That wouldn't be overwhelming. It's 10 hours of active work. We're actually changing people's lives. Cool. Like, let's start with that number. And let's say you like to meet with them every week. Hooray. Maybe you change it to every other week. Maybe you change it to once a month. Maybe it's 100 people once a month for 50-minute sessions. Doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. Just pick something. And now the question is, my friends, how much do we want to charge for that service? And now this might sound very oversimplistic, but it's because it is. It's because it is. Our mind often likes to complicate and give us so many what ifs and so many unnecessary boundaries. And it makes it more difficult than it has to be. This can be very, 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 very easy if you allow it to be. How many people can I help at any given time? And what does that container look like? I can help 10 people 1 hour once a week on an ongoing basis. And maybe you can be even more specific in terms of you want to work with people for 2 months at a time or 4 months at a time. Like, it doesn't matter. Pick a number, how many people you can help, say, any given week or month. And now the question is, how much do I charge for that? Do I want to pick arbitrary numbers? Do I want to look at Joe down the street and see, well, Joe's doing something similar to what I'm doing, which probably isn't true to begin with. But let's say it looks like Joe's doing something similar to what you're doing. And Joe charges $1,000 a month for that. And then I look at Billy Bob on the other side of the street, and he does something that's similar. He charges $100 a month. And then I look at Barbara across the road, and she does something similar, and she charges $10,000 a month. So, like, how do I charge? Well, maybe I should go low. Maybe I should go high. Don't pick arbitrary numbers. I'm going to show you a system that you can actually calculate to figure out how much you should be charging. Now, I'm shooting on you. Forgive me. I don't like to shoot on you often because, as we talked about in the past, I want you to come up with these ideas, but I am going to say, I don't want you picking numbers arbitrarily based off what other people are doing. Otherwise, you're going to be trying to dock your boat on a moving lighthouse. It's just going to cause you more suffering than anything. What I would offer you, rather, what's actually going to provide you far more satisfaction is figuring out how to actually charge based off the value of what you need. Now, let me be very crystal clear with this. What I'm talking about is figuring out how much money you need to actually survive and thrive in this world. Figure out both numbers. So it's like, how much do you need to be making every single month so you have all necessities and some taken care of? Like, your life can go on as is with X amount of money per month. And then also figure out how much would you need to be thriving, to be giving the amount you want to be giving a charity, to be putting away a lot for your long-term savings, whatever it might be, to live exactly where you want to live. Figure out both of those numbers. And if you want an exercise that we actually have a document that calculates all this for you, where you just plug in your information, just go to our Conscious Success community. You know where to find it in the show notes below, in which case we have many exercises like this one where we can show you through it, in which case it'll help you calculate how much you need to be making every month today, as well as what your ideal amount is going forward. Now, once you have those numbers, let's just, again, I'm going to pick a random number. You go through, you calculate everything. You say, in order for me to thrive, to live the life that I want, I know I need to be making $12,290, whatever that number is. I'm going to go easy numbers with $10,000 a month just because it's a round number and helps my brain not have to do too much unnecessary math. So that's to say, you know, you calculate everything and it's $10,000. And you know that your minimum is you have to make at least $6,000 a month to just to like keep things going. But ideally, if you make $10,000, you're thriving, lots of charity, etc. Let's just take those numbers, $6,000 and $10,000. Now, once you've calculated it, I mean, I would even encourage you pause this, go calculate it, come back here, and then do the rest of this exercise. Once you've calculated that numbers, then ask yourself, okay, if I can help, say, 10 people a week, and I want to work with, say, them every single week, that really means about 10 people a month, then that means I, in order for me to actually charge based off of my value, in other words, to make enough money, so I'm not worrying about things going on, I'm not thinking about money, my bills are just being paid, I know I need to make at least $6,000 a month, but ideally I make $10,000. Then that means we have a span for your prices. So at the lowest, in order to make, say, $6,000 a month, if you're helping 10 people, then you simply divide the number $10,000 by 6. And I'll let you do the math on your side. Let's just pick numbers that makes Madhu's brain even easier. Let's just go with $12,000 a month. And then we'll have 6, in which case you would be charging, what is that, $2,000 a month for each of the persons that you're helping. Now, whether if that number is 20 people, then obviously you divide it differently. So take the number you want, let's say 10,000, 12,000, whatever it is, divide it by the amount of people you can help any given month, whether it's 5, 10, 30, 40, 100. And now that, my friends, is what we actually call your value-based pricing versus a market-based pricing, where again, if you're just going based off of the market, what other people are doing, you're always going to feel a little detached from your value. Like, why do you charge those numbers? I don't know. Joe down the street does, and Billy Bob and Barbara, and like, I don't know. I just kind of picked a random number. That's weird. Rather, you could say, and no one's even going to ask you this, but from your internal dialogue, when your mind says, why are you picking those up? Why are you charging that number? Are you really even worth it? Can you really charge as much? You say, yeah, I have to. In order for me to live the life that I want, I can help this many people. I need to make this much money. Therefore, the math just maths. And this, my friends, is how you actually can be in integrity with your charging, as opposed to just picking random numbers. So how many people can you help? How much do you need to be making? Do the math. Now you have a working number. And you can work it if you're like, oh, that number feels a little scary. All right, can you help more people? Can we restructure the container so we can increase the number of people? If you double the number of people, the price goes half. And in this way, work the numbers in such a way till you find something that you're like, okay, I can work with this number. I can work with this number. And then we can actually talk strategically in terms of what would need to actually happen to make that money. Now, we're just talking about the foundation here. What we've set in terms is like how to actually earn money in this world. And it's not through your time or your hard work, but it's actually the value you provide. And we've actually talked about a container that you could make, figure out how do I help other people? How many people could I help? And how much would I need to charge them to be in integrity with my value? Now we can actually talk about what are the ways in which we can implement this into the world. Now, I'm not going to go into super fancy marketing strategies. We can have other episodes dedicated to that. I want to first and foremost break free from any of your limiting beliefs that you're probably thinking right now. Well, Madhu, maybe, you know, theoretically it sounds good, but like, who's going to want what I have to offer? My friends, there's an easy way around this, and that is to get paid off of your results. Now, let's just say you make it really easy and you say, hey, to the 10 people I can help for 1 hour a week, if you're really too scared to charge that number, no problem. Here's what you can say. Hey, how about this? If I get you X result, will you pay me X amount a month? It's a value number. And if they say, well, yes, I would love that result. And if you do get me that result, I can pay this much. They cool, do that. Like, then problem solved. Then you simply are going to learn how to do a better and better job at helping others. And the cool thing is, like, say half of the people say, yeah, I got my values worth. This worked for me. The other half said it didn't work for me. Fantastic. You now just made X amount more. You just changed five people's lives. And the other five, no problem. You're going to learn how to keep doing better and keep becoming the highest quality type individual you can. It's like there's whatever way you bite it from, there's an option. Or whether you're like, I can't charge anything right now, no problem. Be out of integrity, at least to get started. Give away free services until you feel otherwise and just know that you're compromising your value. If you have money taken care of you, sure, no problem. Give it free. If you don't, then just understand you're out of integrity. You have to charge in order for you, yourself, to be taken care of. Because as we say often, a drowning lifeguard can't save any, but a strong lifeguard can save many. If you yourself are not getting your amount of financial remuneration to cover your lifestyle, a lifestyle allows you to thrive, how can you give? You can't give from an empty cup. You have to be covered first. So if you need to give some free services just to like get over yourself, so shall it be. I did that. I don't even mind it. But understand at some point you're going to have to charge. Not for them, not for you, but just because it's the right thing to do. And honestly, it's more for them for you than for you anyway, because if you don't pay, you don't pay attention. It's really just that simple. If you want to know what somebody actually values, you look at three things. Where do they spend their money, their time, and their attention? And then we can see very quickly what somebody actually values. So all this to be said, there's always some option, whether you're starting for free, whether you're starting with 80% discount and then working your way up to 60% discount and then 40% discount and then 20% and then full paid for every four people you work with. So shall it be. Find an option that works for you. Don't overthink this. Don't overcomplicate this. This can be very easy. Now, I want to impress another idea upon you, and that is that if you don't believe in your value, how can others? If you do not believe in your values, how could someone else believe in you? You are standing on the shoulders of the giants who've given you the gifts that you currently have in your life. I want to impress upon you this idea that if you do not have faith in yourself and your services and your value, other people are going to feel it. We're sensitive. Living entities, we're very sensitive. So your job is to first sit with the reality that your teachers have been giving you something great and that you can take that something great and hand it down to others. From there, if you have an aversion to promoting yourself, you can understand you're never going to make as much money as you want anyway. Because if you have something great and you don't share it with others, where's your integrity to begin with? How lame is that? Like, how much does that suck? Imagine somebody has a panacea for your disease and you go by and you say, hey, could you please help me? It's not good enough. It's not ready enough. It's like, dude, F you. Give me the freaking panacea. Give me the thing that can change my life. Give me the thing that can make my life easier. How dare you keep this from me? How dare you? If you're not promoting yourself because you don't believe in yourself, of course you're not going to make money. You have to believe in yourself and have to understand that what your teachers have given you are potent. And your job is to actually tell people about it. It's actually to promote it. Because if you don't promote it, no one's going to know about you to begin with. If you don't have this basis of understanding, of value, it's going to be very difficult to make. Even if you make money, which will be difficult to begin with, it's not going to be sustainable. And it's always going to bite you because you're not going to have a proper conception around the money to begin with. And we want to celebrate every single dollar that comes in. Every single dollar that comes your way, celebrate it. Feel grateful for it. When I find a penny on the ground, I grab it and I put it to my head and I say, thank you very much. Lakshmi. Lakshmi is a name for fortune. Goddess of fortune. So grateful. Every little penny that comes my way. Be grateful for everything that comes in your direction. Now, in order to figure this out, what I'd like you to do is ask yourself the question. We're going to rate your services in general, how you feel about your services from 1 to 10. Okay? Now, if 1 is you hate it, it's terrible, you don't love it at all, 10 is it lights you up. When I think about it, I get excited. 1 to 10, where are you? And rate yourself. Now, if you're anything from a 7 or under, I'm going to ask you to upgrade your services. I want you to keep brainstorming something else until you find something that's at least 8, 9, or 10. Find something that you're like, oh, this thing's like, I really love this. This thing gets me excited. This thing wakes me up stoked. Rate it from 1 to 10. Anything above a 7 we can work with. If it's below a 7, keep brainstorming until we find something that actually is going to excite you, get you out of bed. And frankly, that's what's going to move the needle. All right. The other point I want to present to you is association really matters. If you're not surrounded by people that are doing the things that you want, you have to understand you're not going to get those results, or it's going to be very difficult and unsustainable. You are like the five people you spend the most time with. So look at your schedule and look at the five people you spend most of your time with and ask yourself, do I want to be like these people? Do I want the results that they're getting? If the question is no, no problem. Change your life. Find better people to spend time with. If the answer is yes, then cool. Then nothing to modify, nothing to change. I'm not saying this is easy and we have practices and exercises specifically around managing this, but the principle itself is make sure you're surrounding yourself by people who are actually achieving the things that you want, moving in the direction of what you want, because as if through osmosis, you become like the people that you surround yourself by. So if you're doing all the right things that I mentioned below, before, if you did all the things I mentioned before and you're still not necessarily getting the results, then look at your environment and who you're spending your time with and start to take your mental space and your diligent time to figure out how do I put myself around the people who are actually, let's say, achieving conscious success. Join our community. Thousands of people who are getting together and doing this kind of work. Find virtually in person people who are accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And as if magically, you're going to start to accomplish them yourself. Even if you don't do everything I said before, even if you just do this one step, things are still going to move in the direction. But the combination of both, my friends, is going to provide you the life that you want. And this strategically shows you not only how money can come into your life by just changing the lives of others, by providing so much value, but frankly, how you can structure that value in such a way as to charge amounts that feel, that make sense, that don't just feel good, but they actually make sense. They're logical. They're not random numbers. And then how do I start to actually get that in front of others? Is I believe in that value. I have faith in what I could share because it's a gift from someone else anyway. And I'm willing to talk about it and promote it to others. Like, how could I keep it from others if I know that this is valuable? Like, God, I want to share this with everyone. And be willing to promote yourself. Because if you don't, how could you be making money doing what you love? You got to be willing to talk about it. This, my friends, is a practical way that you can not only just do your dharma, but frankly, or your purpose, your ikigai, whatever term we want to give it, not only do what you love in this world and contributes to others, but frankly, how you can make a lot of money doing it as well. And then you'll sleep well at night and you can give so much in charity. You can give to the cows. I love giving to cows. If you want to give to cows, send me a message. I'll send you our farm in Escondido, California. Take care of our cows. And this is a very practical way so you can move at least one step further in the direction of not only achieving the life that you want, but helping others do the same as well. And if you like this episode of the Conscious Success Community or any of our other episodes or anything that we're doing here, all I'll ever ask you to do is subscribe. It allows us to know that you're appreciating what we share so we can keep bringing on brilliant teachers as guests to share their invaluable knowledge with you. And if you want to join our Conscious Success Community, you can do that as well. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful day and you get to have the choice of making it a beautiful day. All you have to do is decide. And I can't wait to see you on the next episode. Keep it conscious.